is a February 2024 housing report from RE/MAX of Southeastern Michigan. Home sales down, medium sales price up, days on the market down. So that's just a couple of things we're looking at. Let's bring in Jeanette Schneider, president of RE/MAX of Southeastern Michigan, to really delve into the trends of both the market and the housing trends. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning, Jamie.
What are your thoughts here from what you see from these numbers in 2024 February?
February typically is not going to be, you know, one of the strongest months for real estate activities. It's kind of a seasonal month that typically isn't going to be the bright spot, but that home sales were down as much as they were was a little disappointing. We would have liked to have seen that, you know, that number not be, you know, quite so significant given that the weather was good this February as a whole, and usually that helps get buyers out.
This is a seller's market. The average home selling in 37 days, which is a little faster than this time last year.
It is, and I can speak from personal experience on that. I actually sold my house in February, and what I saw was we put it on the market as a coming soon Friday, had 30 showings on Saturday, 50 people at an open house Sunday, and 4 offers by the end of the day on Sunday. So that is kind of indicative. Not every situation will see that, but many will.
While the median sales price jumped 10% or $25,000 year to year, it was up 4.5% just month to month. So what happened in February that led to such a giant price leap?
In part, I think it has a lot to do, and, you know, we've said this a lot, inventory. Inventory is really driving, and the lack thereof, is really driving so much of what we're seeing in the market. So if we had buyers, and it's not uncommon for some buyers that have been active to, once we get close to the holidays, late November, December, maybe even early January, that they kind of take themselves out of the market, you know, around the holidays, we have more buyers coming back in. Typically in February, they start to pay more attention. And again, since there's so little inventory, I think there was a little more competition from buyers in February that kind of drove those prices up a little bit.
Jeanette, I think I always ask you this when we have you on about, you know, I like to keep my finger on the pulse of the city of Detroit as far as inventory is concerned. And how is inventory in the city?
You know, the city is typically, the city has been a nice little bright spot. You know, while overall the area, Metro Detroit as a whole, moves in somewhat the same direction, the city of Detroit has really been a nice bright spot. If you look at all the counties were down in home sales, Detroit's home sales were up slightly. And if we look at the median, you know, price, while everybody kind of moved in one direction on that, again, Detroit, you know, was a bright spot. If you're looking to build equity in a home, Detroit is a good place to do that.
Yeah, it looks like there were a few more sales in February 2024 than February 2023 in the city. And if you look at the percent differences, everyone else is in the negative.
Yeah, everybody else went down, and down by double digits when you're looking at home sale on the county level. Yet for Detroit, it was, you know, about an 8.5% increase in home sales.
So I got to ask you, in the State of the Union, President Biden floated something that a lot of media folks have said would break the golden handcuffs, encourage more people to put their home up for sale, and perhaps expand the inventory of homes out there. And it's basically giving them $10,000 if they're in a certain income group. For selling their house so that when they have to buy a new one, that mortgage hit that they would have to take would be relaxed some. They think that will drive more people to sell and will help with inventory. I've heard critics say, well, that does nothing. You're throwing money at it. That does nothing except drive up the prices. What do you think about that? Would it help break the golden handcuffs or would make a difficult situation worse?
You know, I'm not sure that it's going to help. I think, you know, the intentions may be good. And I think it's great that we have people, you know, in Washington to some degree, you know, recognizing that housing, you know, is a big part of the economy. It impacts everybody, needs a roof over their head, and looking for solutions. I'm not entirely sure that, you know, dangling a bit of a tax credit out there, like you said, because there's also the parameters on kind of who would qualify. It's nice to have, and any time a program like that rolls out, there's bound to be some people that qualify that will, you know, try to capitalize on it. But if you're looking at most people at that, you know, middle income, which is what they say they're targeting, and, you know, potentially up, I don't know that a $10,000 tax credit is going to really get somebody off of not moving at all to saying, hey, let's undertake this move, because the issue may not be there. The issue for most homeowners that are staying put is they don't know where they're going to move, and it doesn't solve that problem. I don't know that $10,000 is their issue for not moving. I think it's the fear that they can't find someplace else that they want to live. So it comes back to inventory being okay. I think, more of a problem than anything else.
What about this issue of supply? Are people building?
You know, there is some building going on, of course, but not nearly as much as what the market needs. If you look nationally, you know, the numbers that are touted is, you know, we're about 4 million homes short of what supply needs to be. So, you've got increasing costs. I mean, inflation impacts everything and everybody, and impacts what it costs to build a home, which then raises the price that they have to put on it, which makes affordability, you know, it's just a vicious cycle. If there could be some relaxing of inflation, that would certainly help. If there would be relaxing of some regulation, to get homes built, that would certainly help. And I know the president addressed that too, referencing that he wants to get 2 million homes either built or renovated. Certainly, you know, that would be welcome news, but things like that tend to take time and don't happen overnight.
I know there are higher interest rates right now, Jeanette, but is this a good time to get equity out of your house, refinance? Because, you know, the bills you're paying, especially on these credit cards and things of that nature, are much higher than you're paying in that interest rate. Is this a good time for people to take money out of their home because their homes are worth more now?
Well, it would certainly be something that, you know, if you are in a situation, you know, where you have maybe some significant bills and versus your expenses, and then versus putting them on a credit card, which comes with exorbitantly high, you know, rates, it would be something to talk to a financial planner about and say, hey, you know, if I've got equity in my home, and many people nowadays do, you know, what would it look like if I tapped that, and could I have a lower interest rate on something like that? I mean, it's not a decision you want to take lightly, but if that is the position that you're in, I think it's definitely worth taking a look at, because we don't see home values going down anytime soon. So the expectation would be is your home would continue to increase in value, you know, while you're tapping it as a financial resource.
All right. Jeanette Schneider, president of RE/MAX of Southeastern Michigan. Thank you for discussing trends with us, and we'll have you on again.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
And to you. All right, well, coming up on JR Morning, the top stories of the day, plus this congressional